All the same, he is mindful, and the part of the book that's at the very tail end that I'd like now to discuss, he's mindful of the way in which this deliberation still needs to be very general when we're dealing with the area of law. Namely, laws are made for a whole community. Laws are general in nature. Laws are universal in form. Anybody who is in such a circumstance will pay this kind of tax. Anybody who does this kind of deed will be regarded as criminal and subject to certain sanctions, and so on. Laws, by virtue of their generality, have to cover the main run of cases. Aristotle takes note here. It's particularly when you get to Becker number 1138, A10, and so on. He becomes mindful of the problem that lawmakers, in their generality, cannot be expected to foresee every possible case. Hence, he proposes that the virtue of justice, the kind of virtue that we expect, especially in the heart of a judge, is the virtue of equity, epikeia, as he calls it in Greek. And this virtue of equity, it's related to the very notion of natural justice or general justice that he was talking about earlier on in the book, where we're not dealing just with what the law says, but we're dealing with the equitable and the fair that the law was trying to promote. The judge must have the virtue of equity in order to look at the particulars of a case. And where the judge finds that the law in its generality would now actually do an injustice to this person if the law were strictly speaking applied, the judge must be ready to correct that. And the virtue of this readiness to correct the injustices that would happen with legal justice is called the virtue of equity. Now, this is a very, very delicate subject because it's the sort of thing where a judge is now taking the law into his own hands. That when he does so, what he must convince himself is that he is now doing what the lawmaker would have done if the lawmaker could have foreseen this particular case. As such, he can take the risk of taking it into his own hands and allowing someone to be excused from something that otherwise the law would punish, or giving a particular benefit where there was, in some case, actually a penalty to be paid. But in doing so, the judge is severely restricted, according to Aristotle, to making sure that he is seeing what the legislature would have done if the legislator had been able to consider the question. In a certain respect, it is like the practice of judicial review. When one has judicial review in any given country, one has also vested in a certain judiciary the power to examine whether laws that are made are in accord with some other standard. In some regimes, the power of judicial review will be restricted to formal matters. So, for example, in our own country, when Chief Justice Marshall began the tradition of judicial review, frequently the judicial review was conducted simply with respect to whether or not a given law is formally in accord with the Constitution. But at various points in the history of judicial review in this country, there has been an inclination on the part of judges to do judicial review not only in the formal sense of have we managed to stay in community and context of the Constitution, but have we in any way violated the natural law? Have we violated the standards of justice? One thinks, for instance, of the Dred Scott case shortly before the American Civil War, when the justice, Roger Taney, was faced with the question of a black man who had been a slave but been brought to free territory and now claimed his freedom and was being brought back into slavery. Justice Taney insisted that judicial review did not extend to the principle of equity, did not extend to the principle of now making a correction of the law on the basis of natural justice, but only restricted itself to matters of very strict constitutional inspection. This is a very great subject for discussion, and I wouldn't try to pretend to settle it here, but I'd like to raise the question with you because of what Aristotle suggests when he does refer to equity as being a part of the virtue of justice when we have the ability to correct legal justice, or shall I say legal injustice, by returning to what justice in the sense of the equitable really requires.